Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Today, we're going to talk about maybe the most important Medi-Cal form that there is. So, glad to have you with us. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 20 years on KFBK. Glad you joined us. Glad to have you be a part of this. I look forward to it every week. The challenge every week is coming up with what's new and fresh. And today I'm going to talk about something that's old and fresh. And yes, that is possible. Glad to have you with us. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, not me. Just glad to have you here. Glad to have you be a part of this show. And I'm just happy for all of this, that I get to do this every week and that you get to be here and you get to join me. So I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what they're talking about, and go from there. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not securities licensed. Don't want to be. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, recorded in Sacramento County, and what else? I'm a notary, and I can't sharpen your saw blades. I don't know how to do that. So anyhow, really, really, really glad to have you with me. Lots to talk about, so stick around. There's going to be a lot more to do here, so don't go away. My number, 800-999-8007. The best way to get a hold of me is that number, 800-999-8007, or you can call me. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can email me there. And you can find my email. You can sign up for my upcoming workshops. I'll talk to more about my upcoming workshops in a minute. Lots to talk about here. We're going to start out by talking about the house, and we're going to talk about a Medi-Cal form. So I think you will find it interesting. I think you will find it exciting. So stick around, and away we go. Okay, so now we've got lots more to talk about, and I want you, if you get a chance, to go to the computer. Now, if you're driving down the car, don't go to the computer. If you have somebody driving with you, go to your phone, but not you. If you're driving, don't you do it. And go to your search engine, whatever that is, Google or Yahoo or Safari, or I don't care. And I want you to Google the following thing. By the way, the second half of the show today, I want to talk about vets a little bit. You'll want to stick around from that if you're a vet or the surviving spouse of a vet, or you know a vet, or you love a vet. So I want you to stick around for that. So anyhow, I want you to go, and I want you to Google the following. DHCS. DHCS. Then a space, and then the number 7077. DHCS space 7077. This is a Medi-Cal form. It's probably the most important Medi-Cal form that there is. It really is. It's an important form. So DHCS space 7077. This form has been around for a long time, and it should pop up. And if you get a chance, print it out because you can look at it later. But I want you to look at it. We're going to spend time on two things. Now, this form gets updated every now and then. I'm actually looking at the one at the date that's dated 1/16, which may be the most recent one. I don't know if there's a more recent one than that. That's the one I printed out this morning because I forgot to bring one home with me. So, DHCS 7077. It's a very, very, very important form. Okay, so you got it? You got it. All right. I want to read, when you apply for Medi-Cal, any Medi-Cal, especially long-term care Medi-Cal, because that this show is dedicated to long-term care issues. So when you apply for Medi-Cal, you get this in the mail. It comes with a whole big package of stuff. Comes in a great big brown envelope. Okay? And notice it says, notice regarding standards. There's a lot of confusion over the house and money and what you can keep and do you have to. Well, I'm going to hopefully try to give you some direction and end this today. If you or your spouse is in, or I'm reading from the top, if you or your spouse is in or is entering a nursing facility, read this important message. So this applies to single and married people. And everybody that applies for Medi-Cal gets this form. And then there's a side form to this form that you actually then sign, or somebody signs. This is just you'll sign this one too, but then there's another one on top of this. But I want to stick with this one. This is the Department of Healthcare Services. This is who handles Medi-Cal. So now I want you all to pay attention, because you've all heard that, you know, you have to spend down, you have to lose all your money, you have to whatever. You've all heard that. Everybody's heard that. Haven't you heard that? I've heard that. Go and keep $2,000, you're going to lose your house, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay? You or your spouse, now I want you to pay attention to the very next sentence I'm going to read. This is an official Medi-Cal form. You've been to seminars where they told you you're going to have to lose everything. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. You're going to lose it all. You've been to trust seminars. You've been to the $400 jobs. You've been to the free lunch stuff. And they tell you, oh, if you go into a nursing home, it's going to be awful. You're going to lose everything. It just makes me sad thinking about it. And what I've been saying for 20 years on the radio, no, you don't have to. So this is a Medi-Cal form. One of the things I tell people all the time who are being given advice by Job's advisors is when somebody tells you something, there's a very, very polite way of finding out whether they know what the heck they're talking about. Just say the following. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? What do you mean, where does it say that? Where does it say that? That's what I mean by where does it say that? 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 So, okay, here's where it says that. I'm reading for you, second paragraph. Those of you that don't have it in front of you, if you can go print this out or pull it up on your computer or on your iPhone while you're sitting there, you're going to be stunned. You or your, again, this is a Medi-Cal form, DHCS-7077. You or your spouse do not have to use all your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for some or all the cost of a nursing home facility. Oh my lands! Oh my goodness! It says it right there. Right on Medi-Cal's own form. So the next time you go to a workshop, I don't know why you'd go to somebody else's workshop, but some idiot says you have to spend down, just say, where does it say that? And you'll know where it says what is the truth. Where does it say that? I can't tell you how many stockbrokers I've heard it from, tax people I've heard it from. other people, insurance agents, you name it. You or your spouse do not have to use all your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for all or some of the cost of a nursing facility. I don't know how to make it any clearer than that. Here's the catch. Yeah, see, Bob, I knew there was a catch. Here's the catch. You have to know how to do that. It makes the statement, but it doesn't tell you how to do that. Do you understand the difference between the two? So it says you don't have to lose everything. You don't have to spend all your money. You don't have to spend all your savings. But it doesn't tell you how. And notice it doesn't tell you how. And notice it says you or your spouse. This applies to single people also, not just married people. You, now listen to the next paragraph. It's actually only a sentence. I'm reading from the form. You should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. I am so sick to death of hearing about you-know-what loopholes. There are no loopholes in Medi-Cal. It's following the law. Do you know what the rules are? The key to all of this is you don't know, and ain't nobody going to tell you at Medi-Cal. But the Medi-Cal form, produced by the State of California Department of Healthcare Services, says, and I'll read it again, you or your spouse do not have to use all of your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for all or some of the cost of a nursing facility. You should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. Do you get that? The question is, what does that mean? That's the key to all of this. It doesn't tell you what it means. Let me read on. I'm reading on from this form. Again, for 25 years, 30 years, I've been fighting this. You got to lose it all. I am sick to death. I had somebody call me from Oklahoma, and they're trying to move parents out here from Oklahoma. I think it's Oklahoma. Oklahoma, to be closer. And they wanted to know about nursing homes, and they heard about me from somebody. And every other question was, but I heard we had to sell a house. I heard we had to spend all their money first before we came out there. I heard. And my problem I'm having with them right now is they don't believe what I'm telling them, because they've heard it every place else. I actually referred them to this form and said, call me back after you read the form. The next thing on the form says, unmarried resident. An unmarried resident, that would be someone who's not married. An unmarried resident is financially, notice it doesn't say an unmarried citizen, it says an unmarried resident. An unmarried resident is financially eligible for Medi-Cal benefits if he or she has less than $2,000 in available resources. A home is an exempt resource and is not considered against the resource limit. Well, Bob, that kind of says you can have a house and $2,000. Well, I don't, you know. But see, you got to know what it says. It says a single person can have a house and $2,000 in available resources. What does available resource mean? What does that mean? Do you know what it means? The key to all of this is why people work with me all day, every day, is because you have to know, it's the manual, but you got to know, how many of you have ever had a new car? And every new car comes with a manual. And you read the manual and it says, and go to the Penobscot. And you go, well, the manual says I should go to and look at the Penobscot in the engine. And you go, well, but where's the Penobscot? What is it? I don't know what it is. It says I should look at it. Well, this is the same thing. You actually don't have the Medi-Cal manual here. The Medi-Cal manual is online, and it's probably 6 days long. The point is, it says an unmarried person can keep a home and money. And notice it says there's a qualifier there, available resources. Clothes, household furnishings, irrevocable burial plans, burial plots, and an automobile are examples of exempt resources. Notice we had two words there used, available and exempt. Those mean something in Medi-Cal rules. But what have you learned already? You've learned that the state has just told you you don't have to spend down. The state has told you you don't have to lose your money. The state has told you you can keep your money. The state has told you you can keep your house. But how? How do you do that? You don't know how to do that. That's what I'm here for. That's what my workshops are about. If you're not in my workshop on the 9th at finding out about this stuff, then why? That's how people learn stuff, is they lose stuff, is they don't know how to keep stuff. Want to protect your home? How? It says you can do that. Want to protect all your money? How? It says you can do that. Want to protect your IRA? How? Your life insurance? How? You want to make sure there's no recovery after you're dead? How? That's what the workshops are for on the 9th of this month. In my office at 10:30 and 12:30, I will be doing workshops in which we're going to show you how to do this and give you the opportunity to make sure that it happens in your life. How do you sign up for my workshop? Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, or call me, 800-999-8007. Each workshop is limited to 15 people. By the way, Dustin McFarland, an elder law attorney friend of mine, did a couple workshops last week on post-death planning. Not what happens before I die, how do I take care? We talked about what happens after I die. What's my family going to be confronted with? It was great. We'll be doing another one of those in the future too. So keep your eye on that if you want to come to that. I think we're going to be doing that sometime in June. I think like June the 21st or something. You can call me for more information. You also should get on my newsletter list, because my newsletter always has upcoming events and information. How do you get on my newsletter list? You go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you sign up. Scroll down. You can sign up for my newsletter. It's amazing what happens when you read. It's amazing what you can keep. Now, that was unmarried resident. Let's go down to the one that says married resident. Oh, so we already know that an unmarried person in a nursing home can keep their house and money. And a lot of it. Married resident. What can they do? I was told you had to spend it all, Bob. I was told you had to lose it all. Well, here's what the DHCS 7077 says. If one spouse lives in a nursing facility and the other spouse does not live in a nursing facility, one's in the care home, one's at home, basically what that is, the Medi-Cal program will pay some or all of the nursing facility cost as long as the couple together does not have more than, this is $119,220, but those numbers have gone up. We have new numbers for this year. There are about $123,000, as I remember. But here, again, listen to this. As long as a couple together doesn't have more than $120,000 in available assets, the couple's home will not be counted against this $120,000 as long as one spouse or dependent spouse lives in the home and the spouse in the nursing facility stayed, blah, 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 blah. My point is, and by the way, you can go to court and get that number raised. Let me read you. Let me read you something else here. Remember, they said you can keep what? You can keep a little over $120,000. But when you keep reading, it says, under certain circumstances, an at-home spouse can obtain a court order from a judge that will allow the at-home spouse to retain additional cash and income. It says resources. Such an order can allow the couple to retain more than the $120,000 in available resources, blah, 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 blah. So what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? You thought you had to lose it all. You've been told you had to spend it all down. You went to a seminar and they said that you had to be impoverished. You went and bought a 499 piece of you-know-what trust. And while you were there, while they were signing you up for that and the $135 a month maintenance fee, you were told that, because I've been to these, I've been thrown out a half a dozen of them, that you had to be impoverished. You've read it everywhere. There are people that want you to believe that you have to be impoverished. There's a whole industrial complex of nonprofits and other people that want you to believe that you have to be impoverished so they can sell you stuff or get you to contribute to their organization. Again, pardon me, I'm reading from this form. Medi-Cal form, DHCS 7077. And what have you learned? Repeat back, huh? You've learned what? You've learned you don't have to be broke. I'm going to read again from the very second paragraph. You or your spouse do not have to use all your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for some or all of the costs of a nursing facility. You should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. The state of California is telling you to take advantage of what the law says you can do. Listen to that again. The state of California is telling you to take advantage of the laws and rules and regulations that will allow you to basically keep everything. Why would you not do that? Because you've been told you can't. You've been told there's nothing you can do. You've been told you have to spend it all down. You've been told all that stuff. And it's simply, positively not true. So now, what do you do with the information? What do you mean, Bob? What do I do with it? Well, you now know you don't have to lose everything. It doesn't tell you what you have to do to not lose everything. It just tells you you get to keep everything. So now what are you going to do with that? When you hear, I can avoid probate, well, how do I do that? And you don't do anything about it, there's a good chance you'll wind up going through probate. When you hear that Medi-Cal will allow you to keep almost everything you have and have your nursing home costs paid for, your in-home care costs paid for, your adult daycare costs paid for, and more, then so now you know it. What are you going to do about it? How many of you have been listening to this radio program for how many years and you still haven't gotten your little you-know-whats in to see me? Well, don't you think this would be a good time now that you know for a fact that you can keep everything you have? Have you started down the path to making sure that happens, or are you going to live in oblivion and wind up losing it all because, gee, I was told I couldn't protect it? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Call me. Get in for an appointment. They're currently free. Get to my workshop on the 9th. They're currently free. Two sessions, 10:30 and 12:30, limited to 15 people, because that's all that fit in the room. I'm not making that number up, folks. So 30 people get to come and work, and I'm going to make you work and learn how they can protect everything that they have. 800-999-8007. The state of California says that you have the right to protect what you have. The state of California says that you don't have to lose everything. But it doesn't tell you how to do it. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or my website, assetsandaging.com. Get in to see me. Get to my workshop. Make a difference, for crying out loud. The state's telling you to go do this. The state's not telling you to lose everything. They're telling you you have the right to protect everything. So make the call today, 800-999-8007. Quit waiting. Quit procrastinating. Protect what you've worked a lifetime for. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. Get to my workshop on the 9th. But make a difference in your own life starting today. We'll be back in a minute after the break. Don't go away, right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. The live, that means I'm here, local show that's all about the issues of aging. I hope you got a chance to listen to the first half hour. If you didn't, go listen to it again. Go to my website as soon as this is posted. All my radio shows are archived. I hope you will listen to the first half hour. It's important. We talked about Medi-Cal form, a DHCS 7077, that lays out an outline, a roadmap for how you can protect everything you have. You can keep listening to the naysayers. You can keep listening to the charlatans. You can keep listening to whoever. Or you can protect everything. Your choice. It literally is your choice. Um, 800-999-8007 is my phone number. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. That's my number. You can always call me and get a hold of me there. I want to spend the second half hour today. I may come back and review the first half hour because I think it's so important. You know, the state of California has laid out the outline for you on how not to lose everything. So why would you choose to? Why would you choose to sit in your home and do nothing? I don't understand it, folks. Why would you choose to sit at home and do nothing? I would think you would do, given the opportunity, given that the state of California has told you that you have the absolute right to protect everything you have, that you would take advantage of that outline and do that. So I hope you will give me a call, 800-999-8007, and get to one of my workshops, or get in to see me. The consultation is free, and find out what you need to do to make sure that what you've worked a lifetime for is not lost because you just didn't pay attention. I want to talk about another thing that a lot of people don't understand, there's a lot of misinformation about, and that's VA benefits. My sound may go a little funny here for a little bit. I want to get something out of my briefcase. I have a little card that I hand out at workshops and to people in my office on veterans. Attention veterans and spouses of veterans. Would you like to like a check for approximately $25,000 every year from the VA? Are you a U.S. veteran or spouse of a veteran? Yes or no? Are you a veteran of a U.S. veteran? And by the way, there are some others if you were in the Philippine military and in certain circumstances, but never mind. Just, are you a U.S. veteran or spouse of a veteran? Are you age 65 or older? Do you need help paying for caregiving, assisted living, or a boarding care? Did the veteran serve during any of these dates from December 7th, 41 to December 31st, 46, from June 27th, 50 to January 31st, 1955, from August 5th, 1964 to May 7th, 1975, or from September 2nd, 1990 to the present. Aid in Attendance is a tax-free monthly benefit that pays qualified benefits over $2,000 a month for a married veteran, up to a little over $1,800 a month for a single veteran, and almost $1,200 a month for a surviving spouse. I think that's a pretty good deal. Are you eligible? Is your spouse eligible? Do you qualify? How much tax-free income are you entitled to? Do you know the answers to all those things? What I just gave you were facts, not a plan, not answers. There are so many people not taking advantage of aid in attendance. There are so many scams out there with aid in attendance. I can't even begin to tell you. There are people out there charging $25,000, $15,000 to do aid in attendance. There are people who are doing aid in attendance for free, but then you have to use them to sign up for placement in an assisted living, for which they get a commission of 1 to 2 months of the rent. So, yeah, it didn't cost you anything, but and a lot of it's just the light hasn't been shown on it. There are a lot of nonprofits who hate that there are people like me and others who are telling you about. I know somebody that was in an elder law conference recently, and somebody at a nonprofit stood up there and said, if this keeps going on, the Veterans Administration is going to run out of money, which may be the stupidest thing ever uttered by an attorney. The Veterans Administration is the second largest agency in the United States. To say they're going to run out of money is like saying we're about to run out of rocks. But there is a large contingent of people, of nonprofits and others, who don't want. The reasons are deep and ridiculous. Who don't want you to know about this. Who don't want you to know about this. They don't want you to know about VA benefits. They don't want you getting VA. They don't want me talking about it. They don't want other people talking about it. Because we're going to run out of rocks. As a lot of you know, the VA has been terribly messed up, but that's not a money problem, that's a management problem. There's this wonderful benefit called Aid in Attendance. My podcast this week, if you haven't listened to my podcasts are on the website, assetsandaging.com. My podcast this week was on VA benefits. And it's a great benefit. Takes a while to get. Got to be a little tenacious. There's some rules. The rules are a little vague, in some of them. The rules, new rules have been written. They haven't been promulgated yet, but they've been written. They're kind of awful. They're heinous, in fact. Talk about hating veterans. Whoever wrote these new regulations hates veterans. If I had the chance, I would somewhere in my stack here where I'm doing this show, I have the proposed, where are they? I'm somewhere. I have the proposed veterans regulations, and you won't like them because they're going to be tied to the Medi-Cal rules, the Medicaid rules. And I'll guarantee you, you won't like them. But that said, currently, there's this wonderful benefit available. I talk about it a little bit in my book. If you don't have my book, you can call me and I'll tell you how to get my book called Navigating Frailty. It's a great book. It'll be available at the workshops. Navigating Frailty. So it's a great benefit. So what are the rules? Here's the rules, basically. These are the rules to get up to $25,000 tax-free a year. These are the rules, basic rules. Basic rule number one, you had to have served 90 days of active duty, continuous active duty. That's kind of rule number. I don't know if it's literally rule number one. It's the first one I'm going to give you. You have to have served 90 days of active duty, continuous active duty. One of those days of active duty has to have been during a time of war. And I gave you the dates for World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and then all the current Desert Storm stuff, or desert whatever it is stuff. So that your discharge has to be, can't be anything other than honorable. It may cause problems. Not always, but may cause problems. So you need to have an honorable discharge. So far, you have to have served 90 continuous active duty days in the military, one day of which during a time of war. And by the way, merchant marines can get some of this stuff. 90 days continuous active duty, one day of which is during a time of war, and you have to have an honorable discharge, basically. And here's the fourth requirement. This is the hardest one to meet. This is the fourth requirement. The fourth requirement is you have to need care. You have to need care at home. You have to need care in an assisted living or a boarding care. You have to need care. You have to be paying for care. So if you live at home and you have a caregiver, your vet or the surviving spouse of a vet, and you live at home, and you have a caregiver that comes in 4 hours a day, I don't know, I'm making up numbers, and it costs you $500 a week, $2,000 a month, depending on your income, you may qualify for aid in attendance. It's not there to help with peanut butter. It's not there to help you with your rent. It's not that kind of a benefit. It's a benefit tied to your need for care. You need to be in a protected environment, either at home or in a facility, assisted living, or a boarding care, and have someone taking care of you, not with everything, but assisting in taking care of you. It does not pay for nursing homes. It does not pay for nursing homes. I don't know how to say it better than that. It doesn't pay for nursing homes. It's pretty simple. It doesn't pay. That's Medi-Cal. So don't get them confused, because they're different animals. I don't want you to be confused. So let's say dad and mom are it's just getting harder for them to live alone. It's just getting harder for them to live alone. So they've decided that they're going to move out of the house, and they're going to move into assisted living. And dad needs a little bit more care than mom, but they're going to move into assisted living. There's lots of advantages. They can be together. Mom can't take care of dad anymore, but they don't want to be separated. So they've made what I think is the really wise decision. Hard, but the wise decision that they're going to move to assisted living. So they find a nice assisted living facility. They go over to Aegis, which is one of my favorites, or somebody else, and they find a nice assisted living facility. They're going to sell their house. That's fine. Maybe they're not going to sell their house, in which case they should go to Chicago Title over on Sunrise Boulevard. I just use them. They're the best. I mean, they're amazing. If you want more information on how to get a hold of the people over there and you have an escrow, let me know. I had to help a client with it, and they did a great job. But they're going to go to assisted living. And so they find a place, and mom and dad get $4,000 a month in income. And the facility is $5,000 a month. Oops, we're going to come up a little short. So, pardon me. The wind is blowing, as many of you know, and the hay fever this week has been enormous. So they get $4,000 a month, and the facility is $5,000 a month. So, okay, they're going to have to dip into savings. Dad was in Korea. He never went to Korea, but he was in during the war in Korea. He was stationed in Germany. But he never was really in Korea, but he was there during the war in Korea. Well, what nobody told Dad is Dad and Mom can get a little over $2,000 a month tax-free to help them pay for assisted living. Now, that means their income, they got $4,000 coming in, plus the $2,000 from the VA, they have $6,000 a month coming in, which not only allows them to pay for their facility, but a little left over so their life can be better. It's a game changer, folks. You have to understand it. There's a lot of scam workshops going on because they want to sell you something, or they want to. A lot of them are placement agencies where they'll do the workshop, but then you go in, you know, they'll do them inside the facilities and that kind of stuff. So you got to be a little careful. Some people charge a lot of money for doing this, a lot of money. But it's there and it's available. And it makes Mom and Dad's life better. Let me give you another example. Mom is got $3,000 a month income. And she needs a caregiver desperately. So they find a caregiver part-time. And the caregiving agency is charging Mom $3,000 a month. How much was her income? Her income was $3,000 a month. So all of Mom's income, she wants to stay home. So all of Mom's income is going to pay the caregiver. Mom's ex-husband, he died, served during Korea, one of the periods of war. Mom may be eligible for just about $1,200 a month from the VA. So Mom, tax-free. So Mom is able to pay the caregiver the $3,000, and then Mom still has another over $1,000 a month coming from the VA to help make her life better. This benefit is a life changer. It changes people's lives. It changes their options. It gives them more options. It allows them to live a better life. Isn't that what all of this is about? We can't control the fact that we're getting older and things don't work as well anymore and we're more frail and all that kind of stuff. I feel it. My wife feels it as we get older. My friends feel it as we all get older. We know what's going on. You're not blind to it. Somebody a long time ago, and I can't remember who it was, said the best thing about money is that it buys choices. And Medi-Cal and VA are something that help people buy choices. That extra $2,000 coming into that vet helps him buy a better choice. That $1,200 coming into that surviving spouse of a vet helps her have better choices. Maybe it allows her to have more care so that she can stay home longer. Maybe it allows her to stay in a better assisted living or a better board and care. Rather than sharing a room, she can have her own private room. It's a game changer. All of this stuff you need to understand. I'm so tired of the word loophole. All of this stuff is codified. It's all written out. The rules and regulations are plain. They're clear. They're specific. They're available. They make lives better. Someone who's in a nursing home, Dad goes to a nursing home and it's $9,000 a month. Mom's still at home. Why is it that there are groups and organizations and people who want to bankrupt Mom because they don't want anybody getting Medi-Cal dollars to help pay for nursing homes? Why is that a better choice than making sure that mom at home, it's bad enough she's lost her husband to the nursing home, but making sure mom at home lives in dignity and safety and security so she can better take care of her husband and her family? Why is it not right for a veteran who earned it to access a benefit that makes his life, maybe his wife's life, better? Gives them the care that they need. We're always talking about healthcare, 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 healthcare. Universal healthcare this, universal healthcare that, healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. Well, this is a part of healthcare. We have two great programs that help seniors and the disabled and veterans deal with making sure they can get the appropriate level and type of care to make their lives better. Yet we seem to spend an enormous amount of time, just an enormous amount of time, dealing with making sure that they don't get the information or they're given incorrect information. So let me sum up in the next couple minutes. In the first half hour, I read to you from something called Medi-Cal Form DHCS 7077. You can Google it, you can look it up, you can look at it yourself. And it says, this is for Medi-Cal and nursing homes. You or your spouse do not have to use all of your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for all or some of the costs of a nursing facility. You should be aware of the following to take advantage of these provisions of the law. The problem is they don't tell you how to take advantage of it. That's why people come and sit down and talk to me, because I can tell you how to use a tool that's available to you to keep from going broke. This year, I have had at least six clients who have spent over $100,000, one of them over $200,000, on nursing homes because they were told there was nothing they could do. I've had scores of people come in this year who didn't know about VA benefits and we're slowly dwindling everything down when here's this wonderful benefit that will help pay for care for a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran. If you want to make a change in your life, if you want to access these things to which you are entitled and you worked for and paid for, then you have a chance here and the ability to do that. Call me. This is California's single best source, best resource for the issues of aging. Why would you go somewhere else? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my upcoming workshop on the 9th. Again, I think I probably have 12 seats left between the two times because they're limited to 15 people at 10:30 and 15 people at 12:30 on Saturday the 9th. 800-999-8007. If you're a veteran, if you're the surviving spouse of a veteran, if you need help, if you're going to need more help, if you're going to need more help than you thought you were going to need, if you have a child, both for Medi-Cal and for VA, who's staying with you, did you know you can help get that child paid for taking care of you? Did you know that? If mom has moved into your house so that you can take care of her, did you know there are programs under both the VA and for Medi-Cal that might help you get paid? I know you'd take care of mom anyhow, but could help with that. 800-999-8007. Get your rear end out of your chair, over to the phone, call the number, and then get your rear end into my office so we can talk about this and begin to come up with solutions. It's fine if you travel from workshop to workshop to workshop gathering information. At the end of the day, you will have done nothing. Again, the Medi-Cal form says you have the right to do this. It doesn't tell you how to do it. When do you exercise your rights? Learn how and take advantage of what's available to you. 800-999-8007. Also, get on my email newsletter list about upcoming workshops, events, joint workshops with elder law attorney Dustin McFarland. Make sure you're current. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com, and get on my free email newsletter list. When you get the emails, read them. They're full of information. I don't send out an email unless there's something to be learned from it. 800-999-8007. Two great programs, Medi-Cal and the VA, both designed to help you, to help your family with long-term care issues. The question for you is, are you going to just sit back in the chair and hope it all gets better and say, well, I don't need it now, maybe someday when I need it? Or do you take advantage now, learn now, plan now, be prepared now, so then when the tsunami overwhelms you, you and your family have all the tools you're going to need to protect everything you worked a lifetime for. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. For Bob Scrivano and Assets and Aging, thanks so much for joining me. We will see you here again next week or at one of my upcoming workshops. 800-999-8007. Have a great day.